إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah. We seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no guide has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul, and created from it its mate, and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib, a watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, the Qur'an. And the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen. And every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah is a strain. And every strain is in the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed His Qur'an to us as guidance. And there are many verses in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and many verdicts that go along with them. And sometimes we may feel overburdened with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to us from that weighty speech. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has summarized it in a verse that He made the very last verse that He has sent to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had revealed this verse to His Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, and 9 days later took him to the Rafiq al-A'la. This verse is verse number 281 in Surah al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this as His last verse to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, completing our revelation to humanity and to Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in this verse, summarizing our whole deen of force, insha'Allah ta'ala, He says, and fear a day that you will return to Allah on, and that every soul will be held accountable for what it did, and no one will be oppressed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us to fear that day. That day when people will look like they're drunk, but they won't be drunk. When all of the pregnant women will drop their loads, even if it's 1 week old. And those loads that they drop would even be affrighting. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that even the children will go gray-headed because of the severity of that day. That day when we're going to have to stand barefoot, naked and uncircumcised, up to our necks in our sweat. The sun is getting closer and it's getting hotter and hotter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is about to hold us accountable for what we did in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to recite this verse to us, and fear a day when you will be returned to your Lord Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this point in many verses in the Quran, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to make this the last message for humanity, to fear the day when you will stand before your Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Ghashiyah, Inna ilayna iyabahum. Indeed to us is their return. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Alaq, Inna ila rabbika ar-ruj'a. Indeed to your Lord is the return. And we can go surah after surah and verse after verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us your final abode is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that you're going to be held accountable for what you do, and no one will be oppressed. We're going to be held accountable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what we do, and no one will be oppressed. This is the deen al-Islam. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us to prepare for right now, to fear that day when we have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrowed it down for us. The most important deed for us to be mindful of when we're meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He tells us in the authentic hadith collected by Imam al-Tabarani in his Mu'jam al-Awsat, as he narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة الصلاة فإن صلحت صلح سائر عمله وإن فسدت فسدت سائر عمله. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this authentic hadith, he said that the first thing that the servant will be held accountable for on Yawm al-Qiyamah is the Salah. And if it is correct, then the rest of his deeds will be correct. And if it is corrupt, then the rest of the deeds will be corrupt. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is narrowing this deen of al-Islam that has many commandments from Allah and from His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and many recommendations from Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, that we may find this deen to be as vast as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed it to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the Prophet tells us alayhi salatu wa salam that the first thing that a servant will be held accountable for on Yawm al-Qiyamah is his salah. And if his salah is correct, then the rest of his deeds will be correct. And if his salah is corrupt, then the rest of his deeds will be corrupt. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us to put the importance on our salah so that we can prepare for that day that we have to meet Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on. We have to prepare by making our salah correct and the outward motions, and also inwardly as we have our khushu' for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants us to be concerned with the outward appearance of our salah. As he says alayhi salatu wa salam, one day after he completed leading the salah and he faced the people, he says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya fulan, ala tuhsinu salataka? Ala yanzuru al-musalli idha salla kayfa yusalli? Fa'innama yusalli li nafsi. And this is collected by Imam Muslim, where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Oh so and so, don't you want to perfect your salah, to make your salah look nice? Doesn't a person, when he makes salah, that he looks at how he makes salah? Because indeed his salah is only for himself. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted us to pay attention to the outwardness of our salah, as he commanded us in the hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. I command you to make the salah the way that you see me make the salah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants the outward appearance of our salah to be in accordance with the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's incumbent upon each and every one of us to prepare for that day that we have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making sure that the outward appearance of our salat resembles the salat of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam also had us to pay attention to the inwardness of our salat. As he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, صلي صلاة مودع كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I command you to make salah like it's going to be your last salah. I command you to make salah like it's going to be your last salah. And to make it as if you see him subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you don't, then know that he sees you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam is having us to pay attention to our salah. And we can imagine how serious we would be in our salah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we knew that we couldn't make one more sajda to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is advising us to make the salah as we see Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And we can imagine if we've seen Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and we're making our salah for His sake alone, how serious we would be in our salah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanding us in each and every one of our salats to pay the attention to it. Because this is the first thing that we're going to be held accountable on the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to fear, the day that we will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these salat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to make, He has commanded it, the men among us to make it in the masjid. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is going to hold us accountable for making the salat in the masjid. Not salatul jumu'ah alone, but the other 34 salat during the week Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to hold us accountable. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us in the authentic hadith, لقد والذي نفسي بيده لقد هممت أن آمر بحطب فيحتطب ثم آمر بالصلاة فيؤذن لها ثم آمر رجلا فيؤم الناس ثم أخالف فأحرق عليهم بيوتهم. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this authentic hadith, he said, I swear by the one whom my soul is in his hands, that I wanted to gather some firewood and to burn it, and then to command the people to establish the salat and to have the adhan called. And then to command a man to lead the salat, and then to go to the houses of the people who remain behind and to burn down their houses. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this authentic hadith is showing us the importance of making the salat in the masjid, as he wanted to burn down the houses of the men who remained behind making their salat in their houses. And his companion Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, from the narration of Imam Muslim rahimahullah, he shows also the compulsoriness of making the salat in the masjid for the men, as he says, رضي الله عنه من سر أن يلقى الله تعالى غدا مسلما فليحافظ على هؤلاء الصلوات حيث ينادى بهن فإن الله قد شرع لنبيكم هذه الصلوات وإن السنن الهدى وإنهن من سنن الهدى. وفي رواية إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم علمنا سنن الهدى الصلاة في المسجد الذي يؤذن فيه ولو أنكم صليتم في بيوتكم كما يصلي هذا المتخلف في بيته لترقتم سنة نبيكم ولو تركتم سنة نبيكم لضللتم ولقد رأينا وما يتخلف عنها إلا منافق معلوم النفاق. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said that whoever desires to meet Allah Ta'ala tomorrow as a Muslim, then let him guard these salah where the adhan is being called for the people to answer it. Because indeed Allah has prescribed for your Prophet the guidance from his sunnah. And from the guidance of his sunnah,
is the salah. And as he says in another narration, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the sunnahs of guidance. The salat in the masjid where the adhan is being called in. And if you would have left, and if you would have made the salah in your houses, the way that the people who remain behind make the salah in their houses, then you would have left the sunnah of your prophet. And if you left the sunnah of your prophet, you would go astray. And we didn't see anyone remain behind from the salah in the masjid except a munafiq. And his nifaq was well known to the people. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu is emphasizing that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has emphasized from establishing the five salah in the masjid. Not just the salah on Yawmul Jumu'ah, but the other salah during the week. It is compulsory on all of the men to establish the salah in the masjid. And we're asking the men right now, where have you been for the other 34? Where have you been for the other 34 salah? Aren't you aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you to fear that day when you will meet Him and you will die upon the deeds that you are on and you will be held accountable for them and that no one will be wronged and that the first thing that you will be held accountable is for your salah. And your salat must be performed in the masjid with the believers, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prescribed for the believers. And if you leave off the sunnah of your prophet, you would go astray. If you leave off the sunnah of your prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, of establishing the five salat in the masjid, then you will go astray. You make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every rak'ah. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. You ask Allah to guide you to the straight path, and the straight path is making your salah in the masjid. Where the adhan is being called. Not in your houses, not in the banks, not in any other places except the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the masjids. This is where Islam has made it compulsory upon us to establish the salah. Brothers, let's be mindful of that day by establishing our salat in the houses of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and we ask Him for His success. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, amma ba'du. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us advice from His Quran as He guides us from the last verse of Surah Muhammad, as he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, ha antum ha'ula'i tud'auna litunfiqu fi sabilillah faminkum man yadkhalu wa man yadkhal fa innama yadkhalu 'an nafsihi wallahu al-ghani wa antumul fuqara wa in tatawallaw يستبدل قوما غيركم ثم لا يكونوا أمثالكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His Quran, He tells us, are you the ones who are being called to give your wealth fi sabilillah? Are you the ones who are being called to give your wealth fi sabilillah? And from among you are those who are stingy. But whoever is stingy, he is only stingy for his own self. And Allah is al-ghani. And you are the fuqara. And you are the poor in need of Allah. And if you turn away, then Allah would replace you with another people, and those people won't be like you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this verse, He's asking us, are you the ones that are called to give fi sabilillah? Are you the ones called to give your wealth to establish the deen of Allah? Are you believers the ones who are called to give your wealth fi sabilillah? To spread the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To build houses of Allah, masjids for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To help the poor. to spread the da'wah of Islam to humanity? Are you the ones called to use your wealth to help your own deen that you believe in? And from among you are stingy people. People who don't give their wealth fi sabilillah. They only use their wealth for the benefit of their own souls and their families. As they say, I got to take care of myself and my family. And whoever is stingy, then he's only stingy against his own self. Whoever doesn't give his wealth fi sabilillah, then he only denies himself the reward of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He only denies himself safety on the day when he has to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He only denies himself Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the believers who give their wealth fi sabilillah. Allah is al-ghani. Allah is free from you. Allah has no need of you. Allah has no need of your wealth. Allah is as-samad, the one whom on all depend. Allah is in need of no one, and everyone is in need of Allah, as Allah says, and you are the poor. You are the ones who are in need of the mercy of Allah. You are the ones who are in need of the provisions of Allah. You are the ones in need for Allah to accept your repentance, to accept your forgiveness for all the sins that you commit. Are you the ones that are called to give your wealth fi sabilillah? And if you turn away, if you don't use your wealth to spread this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to establish the houses of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and their maintenance, then Allah will replace you with another people. People who love Him and Allah loves them. And then they won't be like you. They won't be stingy with their wealth. They won't be like you by using your expertise only to benefit your own selves. They won't be like you, but they will be a people who love the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give their wealth to help the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They won't be stingy with their wealth, but they'll be seeking the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by giving fi sabilillah. And giving your wealth fi sabilillah is better for you. It is better for you to prepare for that day to meet Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed in this Quran, in the verse before this last verse that we began today's khutbah of, fear a day that you will return to Allah in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just before He says that, He says, وَأَن تَصَدَّقُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Fear a day that you will return to Allah in. Allah says before that, and to give charity is better for you if you but knew. And to give charity is better for you if you but knew. And fear a day when you will return to Allah, and that you will be returned to Him and held accountable for what you do, and no one will be oppressed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us to fear that day when we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by establishing the salah. By establishing the salah in the masjids where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger alayhi salatu wa salam had established the salah for the believers to seek the reward of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on that day. This is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has led us to success. To establish the salah in the houses of Allah. And the best house of Allah that you could establish the salah in is the Baytullah al-Ka'bah, Masjid al-Haram in Mecca. As Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that the salah in that masjid is 100,000 times the salah in any other masjid. And if you were to make 10 salah in the house of Allah, Masjid al-Haram, it would be a million times that of establishing the salat in any other place. Give your wealth fi sabilillah and go to the house of Allah and earn a million blessings for you to help you on that day when you meet Allah. A million blessings. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in store for the believers. nothing is going to be in store for those million people who march. The people who established the salah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those are the people who will be rewarded. Not the people who give their wealth for garbage and foolishness and kufr and deviance and going astray. But those people who give their wealth for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to upkeep the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who will give their wealth so that we can move into a bigger house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling the believers to fear that day when you will return to Allah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the believers who fear meeting Allah on that day. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us pay attention to the salat that we make for His sake, inwardly and outwardly. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the men by establishing the salah in their houses. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue to bless the women and to make them courageous by commanding their husbands and their brothers and their fathers to make the salah in the masjid. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to use our wealth for His deen, for the deen that we believe in. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the good in this world and the good in the hereafter and to save us from the hellfire. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance and not to lead us astray. Walhamdulillah.